I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A key member of the board that oversees healthcare in Vermont says the state faces a healthcare affordability crisis. Dr. Alan Ramsey says it's critical for state lawmakers to address the so-called Medicaid cost shift. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Last month, the Green Mountain Care Board voted to allow Blue Cross to increase its rates for policies sold on Vermont Health Connect by almost 6%. A year ago, the rates went up by almost 8%. Dr. Alan Ramsey is a member of the board. He voted against the rate increase because he thinks it's unfair to ask Vermonters to pay high premiums without addressing the large out-of-pocket cost caps that are included in many of the policies.
Whether it's increase in payment to Medicare Part B that we're hearing about, whether it's the premiums that we have to review and adjust whenever we can, whether it's the out-of-pocket costs, that is the real crisis, is the cost trends of healthcare, delivery of healthcare in Vermont. That has to moderate.
Ramsey says Vermont needs to develop a payment reform system that has roughly the same rates for all of the various payers, including Medicaid, Medicare, and the private insurance companies. Right now, Medicaid reimburses providers at a rate that is much lower than the cost of providing this service, and private premiums pick up this additional cost. It's projected that this Medicaid cost shift accounts for roughly 15% of the cost of a private policy.
Somehow balance it out so that you can start to look at bending that cost curve so that commercial insurers don't have to offset the decrease in payment that we all get from Medicare and Medicaid.
Ramsey says lawmakers need to boost Medicaid rates to reduce the cost shift. This action will cost tens of millions of dollars. Ramsey argues that if the legislature fails to act on this issue, then people with private premiums will continue to pay these additional expenses.
Now, some of that is a legislative issue, and certainly around Medicaid payment for particularly primary care services, that is a huge issue.
Ramsey notes that the Affordable Care Act boosted Medicaid payment rates for a two-year period. While more than a dozen states have voted to keep these higher rates in place using state resources, Vermont did not take this step. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.